midst of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, Lehigh student and Korean-American Jisoo Choi says she's concerned that racism targeting Asian Americans is spreading.
Going out in public and wondering, are people looking at me more? Are people scared off by me? And just like having that constant thought in my head is definitely different now.
Choi is co-president of the Asian Cultural Society at Lehigh. She also lives in a COVID-19 hotspot on Long Island and says the experience for Asian Americans during the coronavirus pandemic comes with new challenges.
Seeing people that you know even trying to find comic relief and associating the virus with Asians is really frustrating.
And while new research is showing a rise in anti-Asian rhetoric online, the Pennsylvania State Police worry victims are hesitant to report incidents to police. Lieutenant William Slayton leads the Pennsylvania State Police's Heritage Affairs Office, a unit that assists law enforcement with preventing, monitoring, responding to, and investigating hate crimes in the state.
Just because we have no reports, that doesn't mean it's not occurring, right? Because some victims of hate crimes, or hate crimes in general, they have an emotional toll on the victim. Some victims may not want to report it because they don't think the community is going to support them, or law enforcement is going to support them, or law enforcement is going to take the crime seriously. So there's a strong possibility that hate crimes against Asian Americans in Pennsylvania could be occurring. They're just not being reported.
The Network Contagion Research Institute, a New Jersey-based nonprofit that tracks hate speech online, recently published a study documenting a, quote, outbreak of xenophobic hate emerging regarding COVID-19 on 4chan, an influential and extremist web community. The hate speech involves memes, jokes, and coded images to promulgate violence and conspiracies against the Asian community. Lieutenant Slayton says it's crucial to monitor hate speech online, and that's a central part of the state task force strategy.
We have situations like we had in the Tree of Life synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, where the suspect went online and posted hateful messages about Jewish Americans prior to going in and committing a mass murder. So it's important to monitor because it could be a precursor to a very violent attack or event.
Experts worry online rhetoric can lead to real-life action. President Trump has faced sharp criticism for referring to the novel coronavirus as the Chinese virus, a term he has repeatedly defended.
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China. That's why. It comes from China. I want to be accurate.
Critics like Lehigh University sophomore and Chinese Vietnamese American Wei Nai argue the use of the term adds to discrimination and racism against Asian Americans who have a long history of becoming scapegoats for public health crises.
It was just a way of, I guess, kind of putting the fear somewhere. But at this time, we should all be like together and united in this situation instead of putting the blame on one group of people.
Fellow student Choi agrees.
It creates an automatic link to connecting this big, scary pandemic to the Asian American or Asian community.
Lieutenant Slayton says the Pennsylvania State Police have taken a stance against that.
I do not recommend calling it anything other than the scientific name in which it is given, which is COVID-19. Any other name, assign it to a certain demographic of people, has a high potential of increasing the likelihood of hate crimes against that demographic.
But Nye worries the damage won't be easily undone.
When this quarantine's over, I'm kind of concerned about how Asian businesses will be affected by this, especially since my family, we own a salon, and they're like the main owners of this place. So I'm worried about whether or not customers will be scared off of coming into their salon in the future.
Nye says she wonders how that will impact her family's livelihood when social distancing orders end. Casey Lopez, WLVR News.